Jekka News, you need to know now.
Die dag begin met mooi weer en koel in Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo in die Noordwes, warm in die Laagveld en oor die Limpopo se vallei. Dit sal later gedeeltelik bewolk raak oor die westelike dele van die Noordwes en daar is 'n waarskuwing van uiters hoë brandgevaar toestande tussen die verre westelike dele van die Vrystaat. Pretoria, Polokwane en Rustenburg vandag op na 22, Johannesburg warmer as al daai op na 23, Mbombela 26 en Emalahleni op na 20 grade.
In Bedford View by N12 oos daar ongeluk na die Gloelies wisselaar veroorsak nogal swaar verkeer.
Action is in Gauteng sê die provinsiale wetgewer moet 'n openbare verhoor belê om die ekonomiese uitwerking en die regverdigheid van vaste elektrisiteitsbybetalings te bepaal. Dit volg nadat die stad van Johannesburg 'n nuwe vaste elektrisiteitsbybetaling van R230 ingestel het vir klante wat vooraf krag koop. En die internasionale strafhof het Israël se versoek verwerp dat lasbriewe teen eerste minister Benjamin Netanyahu en voormalige minister van verdediging Yoav Gallant teruggetrek word. Die hof het in November verlede jaar lasbriewe vir inhegtenisnemings uitgereik vir Netanyahu, Gallant en 'n Hamas-leier Ebrahim al-Masri vir vermeende oorlogsmisdade en misdade teen die mensdom in Gaza. Ek skaat dit Susa, meer nuus om 9.
Well, there's always politics in sport, and Sports, Arts and Culture Minister Gayton McKenzie has received backlash after failing to deliver on his promise that video assistant referee technology, or VAR, would be implemented in the coming Betway Premiership season. Earlier this year, he promised to introduce the technology by April, saying his department would set aside 90 million rand, but during his budget vote speech in Parliament on Tuesday, he said nothing has been finalised. McKenzie has been vocal about bringing VAR to South Africa, but South says the process is complicated. Defending champion Tadej Pogacar suffered a crash on the 11th stage of the Tour de France yesterday, moments before a protest had disrupted the sprint finish where Norway's Jonas Abrahamsen claimed his first Tour stage victory. Pogacar went down about 5 kilometers from the line after touching wheels with another rider, but quickly remounted and the peloton eased off to allow the overall race favorite to rejoin. And as the stage reached its conclusion, a protester wearing a t-shirt reading Israel out of the Tour ran onto the final straight just 50 meters from the line. He was tackled by a security officer as Abrahamsen edged out Swiss national champion Mauro Schmidt in a two-man sprint for the win. The Open Championship is underway. Two-time champion Padraig Harrington got the tournament underway at the first tee before going on to birdie the opening hole. He's joined on one under by playing partner Nicolai Højgaard. Also underway is Louis Oosthuizen. I'm looking there. He is one over at Royal Portrush. World number one Arina Sabalenka is with drawn from the WTA Canadian Open tournament in Montreal due to fatigue. Tennis Canada announced that yesterday, and a bear sighting yesterday prompted organizers at a golf tournament in Japan to cancel the opening day, and it's the second time a bear has stopped play in the last 2 months. It was spotted at the first tee at the Sendai Classic Golf Club in northern Japan. Human encounters with bears reached record levels in Japan last year, with 219 people attacked and 6 deaths in 12 months to April 2024, and apparently it's due to climate change. That's your sport.
Jacaranda FM plays. Music.